something quite significant coming into the program this morning, and I'd like both your views on it. We were debating for the first hour of the show today as to whether the text, which has now been agreed on Brexit, Jim Allister brought up the point that in Section 49, that his interpretation, let me just read this sentence, in the absence of agreed solutions, the United Kingdom will maintain full alignment with those rules of the internal market and the customs union, which now or in the future support North-South cooperation, the all-island economy, and the protection of the 1998 agreement. Now, just to sum this up, if you're just getting into the car this morning, wherever you are. So basically what Jim Allister, the leader of the TUV, was saying is that he read this, that actually this would be Northern Ireland being tied into the special requirement to fully align with the customs union without the rest of the UK needing to do so.
Well, the introduction of all Ireland into that text is new since Monday.
Yep,
and that does appear to make a difference. I mean,
but we can go further than that, Newton. If you just let me say this. So within the last few minutes, Michel Barnier was asked about this part of the deal that we were discussing literally 40 minutes ago. And he has said full regulatory alignment with EU rules applies only to the island of Ireland and not the UK as a whole. Now, I believe we can... I'm not sure. I think this is actually in French this morning, so I'll try to interpret. Well, I will read what was being said here. He says, I can hardly do better than repeat what Theresa May said this morning. Some of you were there. It was very early in the morning. It's a unique situation. Therefore, specific solutions are needed. That's a very clear line. And here's the key part, Sam McBride. The UK's line is very clear too. We shall work on solutions which will be relevant only to the island of Ireland and not other parts of the United Kingdom. That's significant, Sam.
It is, but it's significant insofar as it shows that everyone has a different interpretation of this agreement from the moment that it's signed. To a certain extent, that is exactly where we were in principle at the start of this week, where everybody had a different interpretation of the text at that point. I think that this paragraph 49 on its own is would be very, very troubling for the DUP, but I think that one has to see it in context of paragraph 50, which follows, which seems to either contradict or neuter to a certain extent what is in 49, because it then talks about Stormont having what is in effect some sort of veto mechanism on any alignment which would lead to barriers then coming up in the Irish Sea effectively. So it is all quite confusing. It's all things to all people.
Yeah, but Barnier is the chief negotiator for the EU. If he is saying that this only applies to the island of Ireland, if he is saying that this does not apply to other parts of the United Kingdom, is that precisely what Arlene Foster said she was refusing to accept on Monday? Is that not the case?
Well, I think what this paragraph deals with is the island of Ireland. That is what is in this paragraph. What Theresa May and David Davis have said outside of this is that they want to see the entire United Kingdom follow whatever route Northern Ireland takes. So, yes, in terms of what's in this paragraph, I suppose that is definitely what is there, because it's talking about Northern Ireland and Ireland as a whole. But this is to be seen in the context of a much wider situation.
Newton?
Well, what's going to happen now is this moves us on to trade talks. That's what is referred to by what is meant by in the absence of further agreements. And in those trade talks, what everyone will be trying to do is find out how much alignment there can be within the island of Ireland without taking us out of line, sufficiently out of line with the rest of the UK, that we end up with a sea border. That's what the trade talks will be about. And you could easily fit that into what Barnier is saying when he says that it'll apply to Northern Ireland as a whole. What he means is we'll have enough variation within Northern Ireland to leave it in an all-Ireland economy and a UK economy at the same time. That's essentially what everyone is trying to aim for here. So I don't see any inconsistency here. I do foresee a lot of trouble for the DUP explaining that, however.
Newton Emerson, thank you very much indeed. Sam McBride, thank you.